From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is ending the decades-old policy that allows Cubans reaching U.S. soil to remain in the country without a visa. President Obama called the move an important step in normalizing relations with Cuba. The president said Cuba has agreed to take back Cuban migrants who arrive in the U.S. without permission. President-elect Donald Trump is promising a report on allegations of Russian hacking within 90 days. He made the claim in a series of tweets Friday, citing Russian claims that they have no information. Trump accuses political opponents and intelligence of making up and releasing reports containing compromising information about him. British lawmakers are demanding an inquiry into what role, if any, British security agencies played in the handling of the controversial Trump intelligence documents prepared by a former member of the country's Secret Services. On Friday, British Foreign Minister Theresa May spoke to reporters about the former British spy Christopher Steele.
It's a long-standing position that we don't comment on such matters, but I think what from everything that you will have seen, it is absolutely clear that the individual who produced this dossier has not worked for the UK government for years.
Steele's London-based private intelligence agency was retained during the U.S. presidential race by political opponents of Trump to investigate the billionaire's ties with Russia. The Syrian army said Friday Israel launched a missile strike on a Syrian military airbase near Damascus, causing a series of explosions. The army said in a statement, accusing Israel of aiding the terrorist groups in Syria with the bombing. The Syrian airport had been used as a base to fire rockets into rebel-held areas in the Damascus suburbs. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.